أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يومئذ يتبعون الداعي لا عوج له وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع إلا همسا. يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 108, 109, and 110 of Surah Taha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began this discussion with regards to various happenings and occurrences on the day of Qiyamah. One is the mountains that will be totally scattered, blown into ash, like in Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah says, carded wool. Then Allah spoke about the earth. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again very briefly about the condition of man on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ, man will follow the da'i. Da'i refers to an inviter, a person that calls. In many narrations, who is this da'i that is going to give invitation on the day of Qiyamah? It refers once again to Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah spoke about the blowing of the trumpet. So this will be the blowing of the trumpet for the second time. In some ahadith, some narrations, we have this information that Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam will stand on the sakhra. He will stand on the rock, the dome of the rock at Al-Aqsa in Baytul Muqaddas. Over there he will stand and he will blow the trumpet and then he will make certain announcements. One announcement that he will make is, O decomposed bones, O shredded skin, and O scattered flesh, stand up and move, and hence man will begin to come out from his qabars wherever he is, and then man will begin to move. How he will move? Allah Ta'ala says, لا عوج له, no crookedness. In other words, Sahaba used to say that man will move in a very straight line. There will be nobody wandering around. In Surah Qaf, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about a sa'iq. Man will be driven towards the plains of Hashar, and in this way, again, you can see very briefly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows what is our worth. In this world, we were able to command others, we were able to give dictates to people, we were able to what we will call designate and delegate, and there on the day of Qiyamah, all those choices now have been totally dropped. Insan will have to follow instructions. Insan will have to follow whatever the system and the pattern will be on the day of Qiyamah. وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ, sounds, voices will be subdued completely. In this world we can go around shouting, celebrating, being angry, commanding, be and do whatever. But there on the day of Qiyamah, even the use of our voices will not be in our own control. In other words, we will be totally subdued. Falat lirrahman. And all of this in front of ar-Rahman. Now look at again. One is the awe that man will have for Allah. But Allah says, I am still ar-Rahman. I am still the most compassionate. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَى, and you will not hear, O insan, except hams. Hams is a very light, very soft whispering sound. Now some say that it won't be actually the whisper of the mouth that one person will be speaking to the other, because everybody will be in awe. But this hams will refer to the footsteps. And again, just apply our mind. Man is going to be resurrected barefooted. Now we don't normally would hear a barefooted person having any sound of his footsteps. But here Allah Ta'ala is saying that there will be pin drop silence. Nobody will be uttering anything, nobody will be saying anything, just the sound of the feet will be the sound that will be heard when man is going towards Hashar, man is going towards the day of Qiyamah, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ on that day, لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةِ No intercession will be of benefit. In this world, we could have made the call, we can ask somebody to make the call, we're not winning with someone, we go to somebody in greater authority, there no benefit to any kind of shafa'a illa man adhina lahu ar-Rahman, except that being that person for whom ar-Rahman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, gives permission, wa radhiya lahu qawla, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves and Allah is pleased with his word. Only that person will be afforded the opportunity to intercede on behalf of someone else. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that in this world Allah has given us choice, in this world Allah has given us energy, in this world Allah has given us that sound, and Allah has given us that voice box, but on the day of Qiyamah, all of that will not be in our authority, all of that will not be under our control, but the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.